Coaches Insight programs continue here tonight. First ones in 2025 on Care 93.7. I'm Brandon Tamil. We got the Morehill Mount Academy girls basketball coach and Luke Noel joining us here for a few minutes. Always appreciate it. Brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. They were able to get a game in before the storms hit. And last Friday, January 3rd, at home against ACCHS, Ravens able to get the win, 56-45. Coach, you go back on it. Just give us a few overall thoughts and takeaways from that first win on this side of the schedule.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we played. Been over a month, about a month since our last home game, and we played there early before Christmas break, so we felt like we were ready for a game, and I thought we played pretty well, honestly. That was our best offensive game for sure. I mean, our lowest amount of turnovers, we transitioned really well. We shot the ball much better than we had any other game, so yeah, that was exciting to see that there wasn't a big layoff a little bit from over the Christmas break, and I thought we played pretty well, and I thought Effingham honestly played pretty well, too, and hung in there quite a bit, but yeah, our girls did really well. And again, it was nice to see it was a season high in assists and a season low in turnover. So those are always two big things we look at.
Is it almost surprising when you have that layoff for the holiday break and then you come back? It seems like most coaches are worried about the rust and the not really the fatigue, but obviously not playing for a couple of weeks. But you said that was probably your best game so far. Is it a little bit surprising with how your team played, maybe considering the layoff that you had?
Yeah, I think every coach is always worried about those games you play when you don't have school and the routine's all different. So, I mean, we, you know, obviously not having school for so long and the practice being at different times of day and that sort of thing. And then the long layoff, you always wonder. But I was really impressed. And our girls are pretty with it and kind of knew the circumstances we were in a little bit. So, yeah, I think we had like 24, 25 practices and played three games up until Friday. And then we were about to play four games in 7 days after that. But then, you know, of course, the weather has some things. So end of the season is going to be pretty wild for us, only having played four games so far. But, you know, I thought our girls handled it well, and we'll be ready when that next game comes.
Yeah, of course, the game on Tuesday against Pea Ridge postponed. You were supposed to play Wednesday night as well, a girls-only tilt with Jefferson County North. That's been pushed to early parts of February. But now hoping to get back to it on Friday. So at least you don't have to jumble up all those games in a limited amount of time. You spread them out a little bit, but obviously this is what we get when we navigate through Northeast Kansas. But JCN again coming up on Friday. So again, kind of a bizarre schedule, but that's the tilt that you have, and a JCN team that had a lot of girls lost from graduation, but they seem to be picking some things up at the right time. What can you tell us about this JCN team for Friday?
Yeah, they're, I mean, a lot younger than they were last year, graduating those several seniors to help them quite a bit. But, you know, they got a big win right before Christmas break in a close game, and now it's going to be a long layoff for them before playing. So they're a little bit younger, but I think hopefully our experience comes into play a little bit. But we know they're always good at defending, and we always got to worry about defense and how we're going to attack that. But we hope that having that game under our belt after Christmas break and how well we played on Friday can carry over into this Friday as well.
Yeah, just take us through kind of the keys and expectations. What do you guys need to do to get a win on Friday?
Yeah, we kind of wonder if zone offense-wise, that's something we've really been working on over Christmas break and expecting to see. So if we see some zone, there's a lot of things we're working on zone offense-wise that we'd like to see come together a little bit. Offensive rebounding is always a key for us, and I thought we did really well against Effingham on offensive rebounding, and then transition points both in what we give up and what we get, and that was another big area for us on Friday that was really well. So again, offensively, I was really pleased last Friday, and we hope to carry some of those things over the next Friday. Defensively, we definitely have some things to work on. We want to improve in our press a little bit and that sorts of things, but that'll come with more experience and more games you get under our belt and a little bit more of a normal schedule, I think.
There it is. Morehill Mount Academy girls basketball coach Luke Noel, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's, coming off that first win in 2025 last Friday against ACCHS. A couple games moved around this week, but plan is to be back in action on Friday, taking on Jefferson County North. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks so much.